I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. Today, I'm thinking about how important it is that we unwrap the gifts that we receive, the gifts that God gives us. And we all have gifts. And it's a tragedy when we don't even understand that. If we think about somebody giving you a gift, but you didn't know it, and somebody put it in the closet and you never saw it, we'd all agree that that would be such a sad thing. And God gives us all so many gifts. And the first thing we need to do is become aware of what those gifts are. We need to unwrap them, recognize them, accept them, and really be excited about the fact that we have them. And too many times in life, we go through life and never realize that there's that unwrapped gift. And it deprives us of gratitude. It deprives us of the ability to brag about what God has given us and then to use it for the joy of others. We have a tool at the table group that we use in my secular work called the 6 Types of Working Genius. And the passion we have around this is just we want everybody to know what they're great at. Because when you know what you're great at, you can use that to serve God and to serve others. And that brings real joy.
And it's not humility to overlook your gifts. That's a false humility. I mean, you glorify God by recognizing them, naming them as gifts, and rejoicing in those parts of you. And the more you lean into those gifts, the more you bring glory to God and serve other people, and frankly, the more you have fun in life. I love the quote from St. Irenaeus that the glory of God is man fully alive. You know, think of that image, man fully alive. A person who knows his gifts and operates in them is a person fully alive. And this takes some effort on our part. It takes some self-knowledge, and it takes leaning into and practicing our gifts. I love this scripture from 2 Timothy. For this reason, I remind you, Paul was writing to Timothy, to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. So he prayed over Timothy. He was anointed for ministry, but he said, you have work to do. You have to fan that into flame.
Yeah. You know, I think about St. Paul bragging about God and his suffering and his, and he said, I brag in Christ because he is, I mean, that's what he found his joy in. Now, the amazing thing about that is Paul also knew what he'd had done wrong. And I think that oftentimes the ability to unwrap our gifts is kind of related to our ability to recognize what we don't have or what we don't do well. And one of the things in this, in like working genius, you know what your working geniuses are, but I think it's just as powerful to recognize your working frustrations and to say, look at this. God did not give me these gifts at all. And I can rejoice in other people's gifts, but he did give me these and I can rejoice in those. So let's pray, Chris.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the gifts that you've given to us. Help us to recognize them, to revel in them, and to fan them into flame for your greater glory. And for the service of our fellow brothers and sisters, amen.
Amen.